start with the program for today. I hope you can hear and see me all right.
Yes, we can.
Wonderful. All right. So this morning we're going to start by talking about safety and security issues, important things. Unfortunately, our security manager was unable to join us today, but we will go through the presentation together. And if you have any questions and comments, as usual, feel free to write them in the chat and we'll come back to them later. So let me start sharing. Okay, can you see my presentation?
Yes, we can. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you, Elisa. All right. So about safety issues here at the University of Jyväskylä. We'll start with the good news. Finland is actually one of the safest countries in the world. So in general, you don't have to be too worried about your safety during your stay here. But having said that, it's still good to remember to be careful, to be cautious, and above all, to remember to use your common sense. That is always a good idea to use your common sense in the everyday situations that you encounter. Well, if you were to happen to encounter an emergency situation where somebody's life or health, property or the environment would be in danger, or you are witnessing a crime that's being committed, then you should dial the emergency number, which in Finland is 112. And the number 112 is actually the same one in all the European Union countries, so it's probably already familiar to many of you. And how to act in case you needed to make such an emergency call. So first of all, make the call yourself if you are able to. Explain exactly what has happened in the situation. Then you should give the address where you are as exactly as you are able to, and mention the municipality. So if it happens here in Jyväskylä, you tell them that you are in Jyväskylä, so they know where exactly you are. Then you should answer all or any questions that the dispatcher may have, and then proceed according to the instructions that the dispatcher gives to you. And it's important that you should not hang up the phone before the dispatcher has given you permission to do so. So before you have received all the necessary information and instructions, and the situation has been dealt with. The University of Jyväskylä actually has an emergency response guide that contains information about the most common risk situations that might occur, and the instructions on how to act if such a situation were to happen. So it's a good idea to take a look and familiarize yourself with the guide. Or if you're wondering how you should act in a certain kind of situation, you can find the information here. And there is a link here in the presentation to the guide. Okay, so you might be wondering about the risk of thefts when you're moving around the campuses here at the University of Jyväskylä. So our premises are primarily open to to the public. And unfortunately, also the thieves are aware of this fact. So I'm sure you don't want to get rid of your valuable things, so your laptop, your phone, your wallet, and so on. So it's common sense not to leave your valuable things unattended. It's good to know also that the thieves are quite interested in bikes, and especially in bikes of value. And during the autumn, bikes get stolen, unfortunately, especially. So if you get a bike here, please buy and use a decent lock for your bike, and remember to lock your bike carefully. So here's even a picture of how to do it correctly. So here is a very, very sturdy bike lock that has been attached not only around the tire of the bike, but also into the fixed bike stand. So that will make it quite difficult to steal the bike. So Jyväskylä is actually a very big biking city. The students here and the people here like to bike a lot. So bikes are wanted objects, let's say, put it that way. So it's good to take good care of your bike. And then actually something that you might not think of, even clothes, and especially valuable clothes, may be of interest to thieves. For example, if you have a winter coat that is very nice and very warm, that can be actually quite valuable. So be careful about leaving your clothes unattended. You might think that, okay, it feels safe here. I might as well just leave my coat in the coat rack around the campus, but it may be a risk. So take care of your clothes, especially the valuable ones. Well, then about camera surveillance. So most of the university buildings are actually covered with a surveillance camera system. Unfortunately, this does not happen. This does not prevent any crimes from happening, but at least it helps in solving them. So it's possible to come back to the tape and see exactly what has happened in a certain situation. Don't worry about the surveillance cameras. The material, the tapes of the cameras are confidential, and they will be given only to the police if needed, if there's an investigation that has to take place. So you don't have to worry about being taped around the campus. They are strictly confidential. And the university security manager is the person who coordinates and administers this system. Well, if you were to happen to become the victim of a crime, it's good to know that the offense can be reported at the police station. And here is a link to the police website where you can find more detailed contact information and other information. Please remember that if a crime happens and you do not make a report, there will also be obviously no investigation into it. So this is something to remember. So here at the University of Jyväskylä, like I mentioned, we have a security manager in charge of the security issues and also a security coordinator. And these persons may also be notified in case of any offense, and they can be of assistance. Well, then about harassment, bullying, or any other inappropriate behavior, we do not tolerate these on our campuses. And if you were to encounter anything like this, there is help and support and advice available to you. So we have these people who are harassment contact persons. So you may contact them in case anything like this would happen to you. So here are their names and their contact information. So Julia Saukkonen, specialist in social affairs at the Student Union, is the female contact person. And Teemu Rahikka, specialist in communications at the Student Union, he is the male contact person. So you may contact them. And remember, of course, that all the discussions with the harassment contact persons are strictly confidential, and they will not take any action without the permission of the person who has contacted them. And you may also contact, for example, the dean of your faculty or other university staff, or even the Finnish Student Health Service, FSHS, in such situation. And here at the bottom of the page, you have the link to the page where there is more information about the harassment contact persons. So hopefully you would not encounter these kinds of situations, but in case that would happen, you know that there is support available. Then a few words about traffic safety. After this session, we will actually hear about biking, so traffic safety for cyclists, which is important, as I mentioned, that many, many people and many students bike here in Jyväskylä. But now, as we are moving forward towards the autumn, I'm sure you're aware that it's going to be getting darker. The evenings are going to be getting darker. So it's very important that you, when you move there on the streets in the traffic, that you are seen. And for that reason, it's important to use a reflector. A reflector is this thing that reflects light when light hits it. And using the reflector is also mentioned in the law. Also, if you bike, you should have a headlight, so a light in the front of your bike, and a tail light, so a light at the back of your bike, in your bike, so that you can be seen both from the front and from the back. If you do not use the lights in your bike, or you do not wear a reflector if you're walking there on the streets, it is very dangerous because the cars will not be able to see you. When it gets dark, you will see how dark it is in the evening, if there is a person walking on the street with, let's say, dark clothes and no reflector, it is impossible for the cars to see. So it is dangerous to walk about that way. So please remember the reflector. Other things to take into consideration when the winter comes, if you are biking, then spiked tires are recommended. So tires that have these little spikes that help the tire to attach better to snow or ice. So that is definitely recommended for the winter. And here is actually a demonstration about the reflector, how to wear it. So wrists and ankles are good places for wearing the reflectors, and it's good to wear the reflectors on both sides so you can be seen from both sides. And actually, the more reflectors, the better you can be seen. So even if you have several, it's just fine. Within about medical emergencies, we actually covered these facts already in the Finnish Student Healthcare Service session. But just to recap, during the nighttime and weekends, you can always receive first aid services at the Central Hospital here in Jyväskylä. And remember always to call in advance. Here's this number so that they can make an assessment of the situation. And so the first aid is only intended for those who are in need of immediate attention in case there has been an accident or acute illness. So if you need not so urgent medical attention, so a Finnish Student Health Service, FSHS, during the daytime, and bachelor and master students who have joined the student union this autumn are indeed able to use those services. Also, there are local public health centers that serve during the daytime. Besides that, there are several private clinics around Jyväskylä. And more information indeed was available in the FSHS presentation, so you may look through that as well. About the insurance, so European Union EEA country citizens should obtain the European Health Insurance Card, which allows them to receive the services, healthcare services, at the same price as the local citizens do. But besides that, also additional insurance is recommended. And the non-EU EEA citizens should obtain their private medical insurance, as the treatments may cost a lot in case you don't have insurance. So please acquire the insurance and make sure it's valid throughout your stay. Well, then you may be interested in the information regarding the coronavirus situation here in Jyväskylä and the University of Jyväskylä. The university actually has a website, which is mentioned here on the top, jyu.fi/corona-information. So please follow that website for any updated information on the coronavirus situation and instructions provided by the University of Jyväskylä related to coronavirus and the situation. There's also a web page with information especially targeted at students. So that's the second link here. And then there's an own page for the admitted applicants to international master's programs. So that may be of interest to you as well. If you have any questions related to the coronavirus situation and the instructions here at the University of Jyväskylä, there is this email address that you may contact with your questions. And it's good to remember, besides following the information here on the university level, it's good to follow also the local and national level situation and instructions. So I've listed here, the first link is to the website of the city of Jyväskylä about the coronavirus situation here in Jyväskylä, and also with instructions on how to proceed in case you suspect that you might have infected the coronavirus. And then finally, the last link is for the national level instructions here and the situation here in Finland in general. So all of those may be of interest to you. Now, just quickly, I will show you the latest coronavirus instructions for students. I hope you can see my website.
Yes, we can.
Great, thank you. Just making sure. So these are the latest coronavirus instructions that have been published just some days ago and are being updated on the university websites that I just mentioned. So just to go through the main instructions for the moment on the campus. So you should only come to the campus physically when you are healthy and symptom-free. Of course, remember to wash and sanitize your hands regularly and keep the safety distances to other people. So at least 1.5 to 2 meters safety distance from other people when you are moving around the campuses. If it's not possible to keep the safe distance when you are working together with someone for a longer time, so over 15 minutes time, then you should use a mask, so a face mask. The university will also acquire masks in a centralized manner. And for example, if you have a class which you attend physically and it's not possible there to keep the safe distance, then the teacher will provide the masks at the beginning of the session for your safety. And then for the international students, of course, it's good to know that the University of Jyväskylä recommends voluntary quarantine for all the students who arrive from abroad to Finland. So that means 14 days of voluntary quarantine. And during that time, any unnecessary contacts should be avoided, and also coming to the campus should be avoided during the quarantine period. And also your student tutors, you cannot meet them physically during the quarantine time, but of course they will stay in touch with you and advise you online during that time. So you will be not left alone. All right. Let's go back. All right. So those were the important links and websites regarding the coronavirus situation. Please keep up to date with them. Then about fire safety. So for example, if you are staying in a student apartment, you should have a fire alarm in your apartment, in your room. And please remember that it is your duty as the tenant to make sure that the fire alarm actually works. So if you need to change the batteries and you will notice that the fire alarm starts to make a beeping sound all on its own, even though there is no smoke or anything like that, you will notice that it's time to change the batteries. So you should take care of that yourself. And after changing the batteries, test that the fire alarm is actually in function. That is for your own safety as well. It's good to learn the exit route from the place where you are staying, for example, your home, your apartment. For the university premises, you can see the information in the University Emergency Response Guide, which I already mentioned earlier. And then for the student housing providers, they have their own information on their own website. So if you're living at a COAS apartment, you may check this link to see the rescue plan and that information for your apartment or your building, and the same goes for Soihtu apartments. So if you're living, for example, in the Kortepohja student village, you can find the emergency plans on their website through this link. So get familiarized with those, so then if something were to happen, you would know how to act. If you lose any items, or for example, you would happen to find some item whilst walking around the city, it's good to know that there is a lost and found office at the police station. The address is Urhonkatu 1, so that's in the center of the city, and you may go there if you have lost or found some items. Well, then about the responsibilities of the university regarding the safety and security issues. So the university is responsible only for the safety and security of the main duties of the university. So the teaching and the research and of course the university premises. But it's good to remember that the university is not responsible for the safety of the students in their free time. So, for example, if you are making trips in your free time or in your accommodation where you stay, so that's not covered by the university. All right. Well, then, who should you contact if you have any questions related to these issues? So, like I mentioned, we have a security manager. His name is Aki Airaksinen. And then we have a security coordinator called Anssi Herttala. So these are the contact persons for security issues at the university. So if there is, for example, a security concern or a dangerous situation on campus, in our facilities, these are the people you can contact with your concerns or questions. Well, that was about it. We all wish you will have a safe stay here in Jyväskylä, and you will feel secure being with us. And let me